Following an array of presentations representing the interests of various stakeholder groups, any notion that a decision from the District of Nipissing Social Services Administration Board on the location of the proposed homeless hub is imminent seems misguided. At North Bay City Hall on Wednesday afternoon, from the perch normally reserved for the mayor or judge presiding over POA court, Mark King, the DNSSAB board chair, promised public consultations would take place before a decision on the controversial hub is made. The hub would operate 24/7 and its projected operating costs are estimated at $2.675 million annually. See related. A new homeless hub near downtown North Bay. The hub, recommended in what has come to be seen as a flawed consultant's report that does not completely grasp the nuances of the local situation, has many fearing the ramifications, on businesses, lifestyles, personal safety and health, of their neighborhood being chosen to host by local politicians. Questions to the presenters from DNSSAB board member, Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield, revealed none of the groups involved in Wednesday's session were consulted for the Homelessness Hub Feasibility Study Report by Vink Consulting, received in late April by the DNSSAB Board of Directors. It states the hub should ideally be located in North Bay, and should be within, or in close proximity to, 2 to 3 blocks from, the downtown core area and in close proximity to other social services. Following the April presentation of the report, a closed meeting was held involving service providers to discuss whether to implement the findings. Since then, the search has been on to find an appropriate location. Although no final decision has been made, sources confirm that DNSSAB and the City of North Bay have explored multiple possibilities since then, both near the downtown core and beyond. As has been openly discussed in DNSSAB board meetings, and was directly referred to by several of Wednesday's presenters, the relocation of the warming center to Fraser Street this past winter was a major source of contention for nearby business owners, and reports say social disorder was rampant in the surrounding area. Presenter after presenter politely yet steadfastly criticized the lack of communication and the exclusion from the planning process of the potential neighbors of the homeless hub. None said the hub should not happen. Several are wary of the report's recommendation it should be established within a few blocks of downtown to provide a continuum of support for clients. Some maintained these social services should be decentralized, taking the concentration of services presently located downtown and dispersing them more equitably throughout the community. In his opening remarks, King stated, "We are here to consider your point of view in establishing a hub. Our goal is to listen to different opinions and use them to inform an eventual decision." King also reminded the near full council chambers, "The special meeting was moved there to accommodate the presentation style, that deliberations on the matter would continue to be held in camera or in private since it is a property matter, and DNSSAB endeavors to inform the public when a decision is made." Downtown business owner Katie Bevan appeared in her capacity as the chairperson of Downtown North Bay and Waterfront Board. "The DIA represents 200 businesses in the downtown core. We are collectively concerned by the lack of public consultation," she stated. Bevan noted a healthy downtown and a thriving downtown contribute to the community, but now the DIA's members have a list of concerns, including lack of safety, diminished property values, less foot traffic, and fewer investments downtown due to the social disorder. Bevan noted costs for some businesses to mitigate these concerns have reached $10,000. "We're tired of bearing the brunt," she added. Summing up, Bevan relayed a request from the DIA for a fresh and thorough local study on the matter and suggested the social services be decentralized from downtown. King asked Bevan about the establishment of foot and bike patrols downtown, and although the presence of the North Bay Police Service is appreciated, she maintained the patrols are merely a band-aid solution applied to a much larger wound. Tony Limina spoke on behalf of Building Blocks, a group of 8 property owners who collectively own 12 downtown buildings. While Limina said the group is pleased with the Vink Consulting report and its recommendations, the DNSSAB needs to offer meaningful communication. "We need to know how you've arrived at your decision." Limina claims DNSSAB did not reach out to Fraser Street businesses about the opening of the warming center this past winter and said, "From a health and safety standpoint, he was forced to put in cameras and hire security to move people sleeping on the heated ramp at his nearby building. He says he was also compelled to have numerous interactions with police. Limina agreed with the aforementioned $10,000 cost associated with protecting his investment. Limina offered to take up advocacy efforts to the upper levels of government to acquire the necessary funding to mitigate these social and business concerns. Community engagement is more than a presentation at a meeting, he said, while citing the guiding principles of consult, inform, and involve from DNSSAB's strategic plan. He noted shielding the public leads to distrust. Limina observed there is a NIMBY, not in my backyard, mindset at work with controversial decisions such as with the hub, but it has to go somewhere. DNSSAB board member and Mayor Peter Kiriko admitted, this is a difficult challenge. We need to communicate better, and welcomed assistance from the community with advocacy. Horsfield agreed with the communication aspect, noting, there needs to be a reboot. Podcast, Homelessness, Mental Health and Addictions. Is anything working? Donna Backer, who heads the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce, presented findings from a recent survey the organization put in the field on the business impacts of homelessness, crime, addictions and mental health. Social issues are business issues, Backer told the group. Of 100 responses from businesses district-wide, respondents could select all options that apply. When asked what impact homelessness had on their business or organization, 80% reported increased security concerns, 73% chose increased need for cleaning, maintenance, 72% said they experienced a negative perception of the area, 65% reported property damage or vandalism, 41% noted decreased customer foot traffic, and 6% said homelessness had no impact on their business or organization. When asked about the potential hub, Backer maintained her members have been kept mostly in the dark about the project. We don't know which locations are being discussed, she said. The community doesn't know what this entails. These costs are real to the bottom lines of these businesses. Backer added, this is a huge problem with a variety of issues. I see it every day at the corner of Wild and Main. I could talk for hours about what I see outside my office window and it's not pleasant. The Big Read, How the Pandemic Exposed Northern Ontario's Hidden Homeless Crisis. Evan Newman was employed on the front line at the Fraser Street Warming Center this past winter and said he wanted to share insights on behalf of himself and former staff members. As far as the proposed hub, Newman said it must be within walking distance of the downtown core, close to established organizations like True Self, LIPI, CMHA, and AIDS Committee. Showers are important to avoid shuttling clients. He also stated a crucial component of establishing the hub is consultation with its future clients. These are our neighbors and our community members. They should be included and treated with respect. Newman also said a dedicated supervised drug use area would be helpful. Responding to an overdose is traumatic for everyone involved. Counseling for employees would also be beneficial, he said. See related. New warming center numbers are startling. Alex Gasson is a North Bay resident whose home is within 100 meters of the Fraser Street Warming Center. After moving to North Bay in 2020 and experiencing some of the acts of social disorder now prevalent, he says his family, which includes two young girls, had a horrific experience this past year. Gasson reported multiple break-in attempts to their garage, and drug deals, public urination and defecation, public sex acts, open drug use in the neighborhood, all coinciding with the warming center's opening. He also suggested decentralizing services from the downtown area, noting many of these agencies are located on a small parcel of North Bay's total land. Gasson concluded with, people are saying, not in our backyard. It is in our backyard. Podcast, King on Homeless Hub, Warming Center and Chippewa. In a change in direction since April, it is now clear the homeless hub of services once destined to be located in the downtown core of North Bay could conceivably shift to another location. As far as the next steps, if DNSSAB adheres to the chair's promises, some form of consultation will take place. The warming center will be located at the Northern Pines facility this winter while the hub is sorted out. DNSSAB and the City of North Bay will continue to scout locations, but if the spirit of King's guarantees are followed, no property purchase will go forward until the consulting with stakeholders is complete.